Hey, this is Susie Larson. If you don't have time to listen to the full podcast, here's a highlight from today's show. The full conversation is at myfaithradio.com.
I've seen it in people's lives again and again that they go through horrible things, and if they hold on to their faith and they trust in God and they wait, all of a sudden life turns around and that seed that is planted changes their life for the good. And sometimes, Susie, we got to wait until eternity for God to make it all right. My successor at Southeast Christian Church is a guy named Dave Stone. And when Dave was six years old, he saw his mother crying one day. He said, "Mom, what's wrong?" She said, "Oh, I just learned that your Uncle Greg will never be able to walk." Well, Greg was born with muscular dystrophy, and she said the doctor said he'll never be able to walk, and she was crying. And little Dave said, "Never, Mom?" And she said, "No, never." And Dave said, "Not even in heaven?" And he said his mother smiled through her tears and said, "Well, he'll walk one day in heaven." And Dave said, "Well, we'll just wait then."
Wow.
And you know they did for 40 years, and now Greg Gardner's walking in heaven and mounting up with wings as an eagle and flying. But, you know, that light and momentary trouble, it doesn't seem momentary when you're in prison for 2 more years or a slave for 10 years. It doesn't seem momentary if you can't walk and you got muscular dystrophy. But in light of eternity, it's going to seem but a moment.
I think the only way we can keep that perspective is to do what the Bible says, is to fix our eyes on what is eternal. Because when we say, if I have to wait till heaven, that seems so far off, but we don't see that the duration of heaven, that even how long we'll be there compared to how long we're here, far outweighs and exceeds. And so if we have to wait for glory to happen in heaven, it's far greater glory for a much longer time, right?
Well, that's exactly what Hebrews 11 is talking about. It mentions the heroes of the faith who suffered, but they look forward to a city whose builder and maker is God. And as our situation in the United States of America becomes more and more uncomfortable for Christians, and the threat of persecution and ridicule increases on our behalf, it's so important that we remember this world is not our home. We're strangers and foreigners here. And if we've got to suffer a little bit, you know, we've not yet endured to the point of shedding blood, the Bible says. We just got to remember this. You know, we got a city whose builder and maker is God, and that there's an eternity waiting for us, and we've got to be faithful in spite of the persecution or in spite of the hardship that we're going through.
Thanks again for listening to this highlight from Live the Promise. If you missed the whole show or want to listen to past programs, you can find them at our website at myfaithradio.com.